You are listening to the Leadership Vision Podcast, where we share our expertise in the discovery, practice, and implementation of a strengths-based approach to people, teams, and culture. For more resources about developing your strengths, the strengths of your team, or the strengths of your entire organization, visit us on the web at leadershipvisionconsulting.com. Hello, everyone. It's Nathan Freeberg, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but have you ever been doing something routine, and all of a sudden, that thing you've done a bunch of times before causes you to have, like, an epiphany into something unrelated? Maybe it happens while you're on your daily walking or running route, or perhaps while listening to a favorite song or watching a memorable movie for the dozenth time, or maybe cooking that same Tuesday evening meal that you make every week. And for whatever reason, something about that routine thing gives you insight into something completely different and unrelated. Something like this happened to me recently while reading a children's book to my kids for the billionth time. It was the book called The Very Busy Spider by Eric Carle, and it dawned on me that there's a powerful lesson here about how strengths-based teams should operate that I think we can all learn from. So if you're not familiar with the book, all you really need to know is that there's a spider who is quietly spinning her web in a barnyard somewhere, and a bunch of these other animals try to get her to stop spinning her web and go do something with them. At the end, a rooster shows up and asks her to catch a pesky fly. And, well, as spiders do, she does. She catches it, snares it in her web, into the book. So the other night while I was reading this again and trying to come up with new creative ways to do all these silly animal voices, it occurred to me that there were three things we can learn from the spider and her friends about how strengths work, or at least should work, in teams. Okay, so first of all, each team member has a specific role to play. So there are 10 animals in this book. When each one comes asking the spider to do something with them, they reveal part of the unique role that they play on this team. So if we think about the team as this barnyard or this farm area, let's see, we have the horse who rides. Their job is to give people rides. We have the cow who eats grass and turns into milk and butter and cheese. Then the sheep runs in the meadow. The goat jumps on rocks. The pig rolls in the mud, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. Now, let's imagine that all of the animals on the farm are part of a larger team. They have a role and a function that only they can uniquely play. Presumably, each animal has taken StrengthsFinder, of course, to better understand what area they're best suited to serve the team. The farm only works well when each team member is playing the role that only they can play. Now, obviously, there's some caveats here. Humans are much more complex organisms than barnyard farm animals, but I think the idea here is important. It's that we have a role, and that when we're playing the role that we're supposed to be playing, doing what only we can do, then we're setting ourselves and our team up for success. Obviously, there's times when we have to do things that we're not the best at, things that maybe don't fit exactly in our wheelhouse. But when we know who to go to help us out in those situations, the horse, for example, if we need a ride, then I think that can also set us up better for success. So it's about understanding ourselves and others. The second thing we can learn from this little spider tale is that each team member spends time refining their strengths. It's obvious that each animal is asking the spider to hang out with them while they're practicing their area of strength. The reason the spider doesn't go along with them is because she too is busy spinning her web or practicing one of her themes of strength. Often, leaders don't spend enough time working on the things that only they are best at. How many of us know that leader who is really good at one thing, but they get called into all kinds of other meetings and distracted over here to put out a fire or to do other things that they're really not the best at, but someone just calls them in to do that? And sometimes leaders, they don't allow other team members to really operate in their area of greatest strength and to shine. Perhaps they micromanage or take over things and don't give them an opportunity to show what they are truly best at. The leader of our farm team here has clearly set up a system so each animal has the freedom to spend the majority of their day refining their area of greatest strength. And again, the metaphor stops at a certain point, but I would ask you and ask you to ask your team, how do you set up your day so that the majority, not all of it, maybe it's only 51%, but the majority of your day can be spent in an area that's refining your strength, that's spent in an area that only you can truly be the best at on your team. Our third and final takeaway from the spider is that the spider waits for the right opportunity and the right moment to use her strengths. Now, although chasing cats and taking naps were probably interesting to the spider, she didn't stop spinning her web to spend time with the dog or the cat. She continued working on what she was best at, so when the time came, when the fly presented itself, her strengths could be used to maximum capacity. And while we don't always get that immediate sense of reward when we catch that pesky fly, sometimes we can. Sometimes we learn that the spider caught the fly in her web just like that. Now, sometimes when the proverbial rooster comes along and says, "Hey, do you want to catch a pesky fly?" we don't always have the opportunity to capitalize on it in just that most perfectly efficient moment. But how do we look for those moments when our strengths are coming out? Maybe if you have strengths that are very creative or imaginative, how can you look for opportunities where those will shine? How do you look for those moments in your everyday life? Or when your kid's school needs something in this area that you're really good at, how do you look for those? How do you sort of, I don't know, always have your antenna up, your radar searching for those moments in time in whatever circles or context you exist in? How do you look for those moments to capitalize? And then going back to point two, how do you get ready for that? So when that moment does arise, boom, you can nail it. I think there's also another larger message here for strengths-based teamwork. Now, I don't know much about roosters, but I'm guessing they're not good at catching flies. So what are they good at? Well, if you look at Wikipedia, it says that roosters are good at alerting others when action needs to be taken. A rooster sounds a distinctive alarm call if predators are nearby. Now, this particular rooster knew that this particular spider was excellent at catching flies. The rooster used her strengths to help the spider use her strengths to catch the fly. Now, this example of strengths-based teamwork, as limited as it is, really shows how two people working together in their areas of strength can accomplish something big. In this case, ridding the barn yard of pesky flies. So I would ask you, are you ready for action? The only way that the spider was able to use her strengths at the exact moment they were needed was because she had spent the entire day preparing for that one moment. She was busy spinning her web for the moment it was needed most. And you could also say the rooster was doing the same thing. Maybe the rooster was sitting around waiting for a fly to show up. And when it did show up, she said, "Hey, you over there, you're good at this task. Deal with it." Now, regardless of your specific StrengthsFinder themes, are you doing what you need to be doing today to sharpen and broaden your understanding of your strengths so that when called upon, you can use them in generative ways? All right, so as the last item here, I have three action items for you. These are three things that you can do today, right now, to grow in your areas of greatest strength. Number one, say no to things that are not in your area of strength. This might sound obvious, but it's very difficult. We all want to do a lot. If you're serious about becoming the best at what you and only you can do, what do you need to say no to get more time to do what you do best? Number two, be disciplined. At the end of the day, take 5 minutes and reflect on your day. What specifically did you do that was in your area of strength? And what wasn't? And so tomorrow, how do you do more of the things that were in your specific area? And finally, number three, find a champion. At the end of the book, there's an owl. And the owl stops by to admire the work of the spider. And she asks, "Who spun this beautiful web?" So I ask you, who in your life can recognize your unique areas of strength and who can help you refine and grow them? Who's going to call out those areas of beauty that are unique to you? Now, we only get to see one day in the life of our very busy spider here. Not every day will be as focused in our areas of greatest strengths, but what will you start doing today so that your themes can come more alive most often? Thank you for listening to the Leadership Vision Podcast, where we share our expertise in the discovery, practice, and implementation of a strengths-based approach to people, teams, and culture. For more resources about developing your strengths, the strengths of your team, or the strengths of your entire organization, visit us on the web at leadershipvisionconsulting.com. If you found value from this episode, we'd appreciate it if you would subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and a host of others. Please share this podcast and our other resources with anyone you think would benefit from going deeper into our strengths-based approach to individual, team, and organizational development. I'm Nathan Freeberg, and on behalf of our entire team, thanks for listening.